From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump used his first solo press conference as president to deliver a broad defense of his turbulent first month in office, denying reports of chaos within the White House and insisting his administration is, quote, running like a fine-tuned machine. In what has become a standard part of the president's public appearances, Trump also took aim at the news media, which he accused of downplaying his accomplishments and making up fake news in order to damage his administration.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it.
The press conference, which lasted over 75 minutes, was at turns combative and comical, with Trump alternately joking with and then lecturing the media gathered in the White House East Room. Trump's first month as president has been rocky and unpredictable. On nearly a daily basis, reports emerge of sharp internal divisions within the White House. The Trump administration said in court documents on Thursday it wants a pause in the legal fight over its ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations so it can issue a replacement ban as it strives to protect the nation from terrorism. Details of the new proposal were not provided in the filing or at a wide-ranging news conference. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits in the United States rose slightly last week, but still remained at a level indicating a healthy job market. Overall, stocks ended Monday on a mixed note. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. Immigrants around the U.S. stayed home from work and school Thursday to demonstrate how important they are to America's economy and its way of life, and many businesses also closed in solidarity in a nationwide protest called A Day Without Immigrants. The boycott was aimed squarely at President Donald Trump's efforts to crack down on immigration, legal and illegal. Organizers said they expected thousands to participate or otherwise show their support. The protest even reached into the U.S. Capitol, where a Senate coffee shop was among the eateries that were closed as employees did not show up for work. Envoys from leading global powers called Thursday for greater cooperation to tackle current conflicts and prevent future crises, pushing back against the isolationist tendencies that some diplomats fear could flourish with the new U.S. administration. Speaking after a meeting of top diplomats from the 20 largest industrialized and emerging economies, Germany's foreign minister said no single country could solve issues such as climate change, terrorism, and mass migration. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
It's been more than a week since engineers at the nation's tallest dam in the United States noticed damage to its emergency spillway, launching a series of events that culminated with the threat of catastrophic flooding. The two-day evacuation of nearly 200,000 California residents downstream. Officials said Thursday they are confident the lake behind Oroville Dam will keep draining despite storms expected to dump several inches of rain in the coming days. New York State's highest court has agreed to allow Lindsay Lohan to appeal her lawsuit against the makers of Grand Theft Auto, who the actress says used her likeness in the video game without permission. Lohan's suit was dismissed last year when a lower court ruled that Take-Two Interactive Software, Inc. didn't use her actual name, portrait, or picture. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.